Honesty. 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 Honesty is the best image. Now, you haven't heard it said like that before, have you? This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California. Honesty is the best image. Now, we have been so riled up with the idea, honesty is the best policy, honesty is the best policy, honesty is the best policy. Well, who cares? Since when have you followed policy? Anybody? Policy is something to be avoided, to get around, but the best image. Now, we want a good image of ourselves. And a good image of ourselves comes by what we believe about ourselves. A good image comes about what we think about ourselves, what we think about everybody in our world. Now, what sort of image do you have of yourself? Do you have the image of yourself that if you saw a dime on the ground, you'd look around to see who might have lost it? Is your image of yourself, if you found a wallet and there was no identification in it, which would be strange, but there was no identification in it, and in it were maybe $10,000. What's your first thought? Oh, wow! Or is your first thought, I wonder where the local police station is, you know, if you don't know, if you're in a strange town. Would you do that? Oh, sure, you say yes, sure you do. You're all big liars. Liars, liars, pants on fire. Yeah, you're honest. And you wouldn't do it. And the reason you wouldn't do it is there's no evidence for who it belongs to. When you take the police department, and they'll say, yeah, somebody came in and picked it up. And the sergeant put it in his pocket, you know. I mean, is that what you believe? Is that what you think? Now, I'm going to give you a test. And it's in several parts. Part one. How many of you have found money in a place where you don't know where it belongs within the last 6 months? Okay, none of you. How many of you have taken the money that you found and taken it to the police department so that they could find the owner? No, none of you, because you didn't find any money. But now none of you, you see, so. All right, now, how many of you would have taken the money to the police department if you had found it and nobody knew you found it? Well, the answer again is none of you. Now, how many of you would have taken it to the police department if you were in a crowd of people and everybody saw you pick it up? Then you'd all take it to the police department. I got to take this to the police department. Let them decide what to be done, you know. But there's a long way between you and the police department. And it's quite possible that you might have forgotten your way. And the wallet just found its way in your pocket. Now, what is the image? Yeah. What is the image that we're building up of ourselves? Honesty is the best image, but are we living a life of honesty? Now, that's just money that I'm talking about there. But, for instance, you just find yourself a beautiful diamond ring. And you think to yourself, wow, isn't that nice? It fits on your finger, too, on the finger you want it to fit on. And you look at it and say, my, you know, pretty nice. You rub it on your shirt, and then you walk away. Are you going to go to the police department and try to find out who owns it? Or finders, keepers, losers, weepers? Is that what you're going to say? That's what we as kids were taught. Can you imagine being taught this as kids? Finders, keepers, losers, weepers? What a strange world we live in. What a strange image we teach to our children. And what's another one that we do? Step on a crack and break your mother's back. I mean, you know, really fun things, you know. There's lots more which aren't worth repeating. But you see, we have these elements, which is an element that takes us contrary to the right image that we want for ourselves. Now, how are you going to handle that image for yourself? How are you going to handle the image when your little boy comes up to you and says, Mommy, did you ever steal anything? Oh, no, not me, not I, not I. And then the kid goes away. You're welcome. The kid goes away, and you think, oh, my gosh, I remember when I was 10, I did this. When I was 15, I did that. When I was 18, I did that. And, you know, and when I was 20, I was with a group of girls, and we all took this, and we didn't turn it in. And the police came and asked us about it. And we were taken to the police department, and we were even booked for theft because we couldn't get the truth across. The truth across that we found it. We were booked for theft because we had possession of stolen property. And our parents came and spoke on our behalf and saw, but we really did pick it up, and we had no intention of giving it back. And here I told my son that I have never stolen anything. I have never done it. Oh, I feel so terrible. I feel just like dirt, you know. I feel bad. You see, the image we have of ourselves is exacerbated by the things that we do and by the way that we do them. And when we go to our children and our children ask us for a simple question and we say, so, when Clinton was asked, President Clinton, whether he had ever smoked marijuana, he said one time. Well, now, why did he say one time? That was as big a lie as if he said, no, he hadn't. You follow me? Mm-hmm. He could have said, no, he hadn't, and then lived according to the principle. But he said one time, and it wasn't one time. He smoked it a dozen times. He was in that time when the young people were doing it, and he was part of the young people who were doing it. He was one of the intellectual snobs and one of the boys who just knew it all. And you can be sure that he did more than one time. And I'm not saying that he's right or wrong. I'm saying he's wrong for saying anything. To say yes is okay, but to say one time is wrong. To say no is okay, but to say no is wrong. You see, either way, what is it that you have done? Now, if I say to little Legal here, I say, Paul, have you ever smoked marijuana? And Paul was in rooms where they smoked it, and he was with people where they smoked it. And he says, well, I never really put it in my mouth, but yes, I smoked it. Because I was in a room where they were smoking it, and I breathed it and all that stuff, you know. I didn't actually put it in my mouth and smoke it and stuff. But well, what's the truth now? Now, if Paul had just said, no, I never smoked it, because he had no desire ever to smoke it or be anywhere where it was smoked. But if he is where it's smoked, then he has smoked it as much as anybody else, because he has authorized it to be smoked in his presence. Now, how can you get out of having it being smoked in your presence? By going away from it, getting out of the room. I was at a party in the University of Chicago Theological Seminary, and went over to a party, and I know, it was a nice party, and I set my pipe down, and I was dancing with different girls, and I came back, picked up my pipe, it was filled with tobacco. I said, hey, that was nice, somebody just loaded my pipe with tobacco. I lit it, and it said, sweet, yucky. Now, did I smoke it? I took a draw on it. And yes, I have to say I smoked it, insofar as I drew on it. After I, this tastes terrible, tobacco, I don't know what this is, you know. And I know what it is. I put my pipe down on the table and never touched it again, left it there. But did I smoke it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, legally, honestly, I smoked it. Truly, I didn't smoke it because I had no intention to, but yet I did. I smoked it because that was my pipe, and I thought it was tobacco. Now, am I free to say I never smoked marijuana? And must I say I smoked marijuana? You see, what is it that's the truth? What image do I have of me? In my mind, in my heart, in my life, in my thinking of myself, I've never had the slightest bit of interest in any narcotics or marijuana or any of these things. It's just never been there. And that's, I consider, a fortunate thing, because some people have the desire for it, and then they go for it, and then they do it, and they suffer the consequences. Number one, they can never say they didn't do it. And number two, they did it. See, it's a tough thing, very tough thing. It's a tough thing when your children come up to you and say, "Dad, did you ever do this?" And you don't want to say yes to encourage them in it. You don't want to say no because you did do it. And what are you going to answer? What are you going to answer? What is your integrity? What is honesty? Honesty is the best image. What is the image of honesty? It's up to us to be so pure in everything we do that should our children or anyone that we love or respect come and ask us a question that we have to answer, and we cannot answer it honestly and feel good about ourselves. We never want to participate in anything like that. We never want to participate. Now, I do say this for you and for me and for all of us right now. Right now. I say, I am the Catholic priest. I am the Father Confessor. I say, okay, you're absolved. It's done, gone, done, and kaput, never more, never was. However, if you ever allow yourself to desire it, desire it, that's one thing alone, or do it, you are the worst sinner, if you will. You are the worst person in the world because you have lied to yourself. Because you didn't have to come and confess that you did anything. You didn't have to come and release these past and start fresh and new, but you did. Now, are you going to stay fresh and new? Are you going to stay pure in your eyes? There's nothing wrong with doing any of these things. But if you think there's something wrong with them, then it's wrong. If you think that it's not the image that you want, if you think you cannot go out and shout from the rooftops, "I've done this and that," then don't do it. Don't do it. Don't participate in anything in life that's going to give you a bad image. But right now, and I'm serious, anyone who's here in this room, anyone who's listening to this, wherever you may be, if you will take the past and set it aside and remember it no more, remember it no more, you will be free of it. But the moment you remember it, it will come back in great thundering response, and it will destroy you. But if you can remember it no more, seriously, then it is past. Then it is past. And if you need a Bible quotation, when the people were ready to stone the woman for having messed up with all the wives, all the husbands of the family, of the city, Jesus was drawing on the ground. He said, "Okay, among you who are going to stone this woman, you who are without sin, may cast the first stone." And when Jesus lifted his head, there was no one there. They had all left. And then what he said was so proverbial. He said, "Woman, go in peace, sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee." Now, if the Christ in us does not condemn us, allowing us to be free of all past and live only in the present, who are we to deny that? What image do you have in your being, in your mind, in your head, in your life? Who are you? Are you born new today? If you are, I say welcome. And I think you all are. I love you.